Adelaide 50 points up at three-quarter time. We were there, Bix calling it. They were terrific. They won by 10 the last quarter. They had the breeze at their back. One of their stars was Eddie Betts. He's live from Port Lincoln. Eddie, well played, buddy. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. All good.
Did you pull up okay?
Yeah, I put up fine. First run, but I put up really good.
You had a bit of a squirt in the midfield too. I liked that. A couple of clearances, Eddie.
Yeah, that's what I want to try to get up in the middle. If I'm, getting someone to run with me to break it up a little bit, get in the middle and get a few touches.
How did you enjoy going home, mate? It would have been a while since you've been back.
Yeah, well, I actually came back to Christmas to see family, but then it's been a while since I played at the ground. It's been 14 years. 2001, I think, was the last time I played in. It was the grand final, Melly Clark versus Marv Arians, and I think we won that one. But it's been good, to come back here and play in front of family, in front of my grandmother and my father. It's a special moment for me and for them as well.
And you stayed down there with the community camp. What have you been up to today?
Oh, yeah, we've been to the old folks' homes, and we've been to schools and down to the Aboriginal Health Centre, and now we're just at Centenary Oval doing a big clinic. So if you keep behind me, we're still at Centenary Oval.
Oh, very good. What did Phil Walsh have to say as he addressed the team at all about how what his expectations or what his response was from the game?
Yeah, he was pretty positive and pretty calm, considering the last quarter where they came back. But, it's a little bit of fatigue and, it's only nab one, but we've still got a lot of things to work on. We've still got 4 weeks to round one. So, yeah, we'll look forward to then.
A last quarter fade out. We thought it was personnel, a young back line, obviously 50 points up. We've had a lot of text and emails, Eddie, from the 19th man saying, I hope it wasn't fitness, because you did have fade outs in the last quarter last year. How do you answer that?
Nah, I don't think it'll be fitness. I think it's a little bit of fatigue, but more so, like you said, we've got a young back line and it's good for experience to get that, so... we'll be better. We've got things to work on as well. So, like I said, it's still 4 weeks for round one. We'll be okay.
What did the team do well in your eyes, Eddie?
Pardon?
What did the team do well in your eyes that you've been working on all summer? What did they do well?
I think just pressure the ball. North Melbourne's a running handball team, and we put a lot of pressure on in our forward line and caused them to bail out a lot, so they didn't get their handball through the middle and through the corridor. So I think mostly it was just pressure on that ball.
Yeah, look, I guess you would have loved being reunited with your little mate, Charlie Cameron. When both you guys are in that forward line, it really does enable you to get at the opposition.
Yeah, no, it's good because Charlie's, he comes in and he's got that ability and he's got that speed just to chase him down and tackle and put all that pressure on. It helps out me and helps out the big lads as well. But, we've got another young kid, Anthony Wilson. He's a young Indigenous kid, and when he gets up and going, he's going to be a gun. We've seen him in a practice match just not long ago, and he's an absolute gun, so... I've been trying to get the three amigos back, but we'll see. We'll see how we go.
And they reckon he's quicker than both you and Charlie.
Yes, he is. Ricky Henderson's actually pretty quick, and he took Ricky to school at training. Spurned him right off.
Hey, Eddie, what needs improving then on the flip side?
I'm not sure, because we really haven't stepped back and analysed the game, all things, so... Once we get back to Adelaide and get in our groups and, Dixie would know, we've got to sit back and analyse some stuff and see what we need to be improving.
Keenan Ramsey spent a bit of time in the forward line. You would have been in close proximity to him. I thought pretty much after quarter time, he looked really comfortable, took some nice marks, kicked a nice goal. What did you think?
Yeah, he's going to be a gun. He reads the play well, he leads well, and he kicks well. So the boys are calling another Jack Gunston. So he can mark, he can kick, and I think he's going to be pretty good player.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. David Teague sadly lost a family member, wasn't there, and we wore the black armbands, Eddie, for that. He'd be happy with the forward line. He's in there now. Bix was there. Bix is sitting next to me. Gee, Teague, he's got that forward line pumping in 1 week. I think you made a good move moving Bix on, Eddie.
Teague's not here at the moment, so Tate's taken over. So I think Tate has taken over the forward line at the moment, and he's doing all right.
Yeah. I was very impressed with the team tackling and the one-on-one, one chase one, you covered for each other, you spread for each other, but that first tackle was terrific, Eddie.
Yeah, well, we practiced that a lot over the preseason, and it was more so about that trust, we don't go 2-1 and we just want to trust that one guy can tackle him and we'll cover off the other guys. So it was more about trust, and we built that over the pre-season, and hopefully we continue it.
Nice to have your former skipper out there in Nathan Van Berlo. He looked like he got better as the day went on as well.
Yeah, it is good. VB's always telling me I haven't played with VB yet, and he's told me he's going to hit me up. So I don't think he hit me up. He didn't hit me up on weekend, yesterday. So I'm still waiting for him. But he's fantastic to have. You know, he's a versatile player. I mean, we got Sam Kerridge now as a shutdown player, so that takes our VB. You know, put him in different positions on the wing, half forward, and in the middle. So it's pretty good.
Now, take us through, I'm sure you've been asked this a few times today from different people, but take us through that goal that you kicked where you hit the umpire. You then cannoned into the post. What did you think when you're on the ground? You must have just thought it was a goal, did you?
Oh, shocked, Bix. I reckon if you were still here, you would have yelled at that goal umpire. Bix, you would have went off at him.
Hey, he would have elbowed him.
You let me know. I have no idea what's going on. Like, I actually turned around and looked at the North Melbourne guy running and bouncing the ball back in. I'm like, normally the umpire runs and bounce the ball up in the middle. What is he doing? And I seriously just had no idea what just happened. Like, I was shocked, to be honest.
Well, just...
But then I asked him, I said, listen, what happened? And he said, I was standing over the line, so the ball hit him. It didn't actually go through the goals. It bounced off me and came back into play, so it's play on.
Oh, dear. Look, just so you will refresh your memory, this is how we called it as commentators on the shot at goal that wasn't a goal.
Coming back is Eddie Betts with three. Will it sit for him? It will. Three. He's got his fourth, little Eddie. Oh, he's been rocked into the goal square as well. Is he all right? He's hit that post. I think he thinks he's done a Lee Matthews. Was that a goal or a play on? What's going on? Wasn't that a goal?
No. I've got a feeling it hit the goal umpire.
And came out again.
The goal umpire was in front of the goal line.
And now the ball's up one of the wing. Eddie Betts has kicked a goal straight into the goal umpire. He cannoned into the goals. He did a Lee Matthews. The point at the goal post didn't even walk.
No. What happened then?
He kicked it into the goal umpire.
But the goal umpire was in the field of play, which he shouldn't have been.
Wow. That's all you clown. Get out of the way.
There you go, mate. That's a very long-winded explanation of how it happened, and I think you described it much better.
I called him a clown. I told him to get out the way. The good news is, Eddie, there's a call gone through to AFL House. If that was in a home and away game or a final, it would be a goal. So you kicked five.
It doesn't matter about the goal as long as we get our process right.
Yeah, so what's the going forward now? I think you've got a game next Thursday against Geelong. What's the program? How long are you up in Port Lincoln? And then when are you back and what are you doing training-wise?
We've still got to finish off this clinic here, and we've got a dinner tonight, and then we're training again tomorrow morning here at Centenary, and then the boys have got a few hours to do what they want, and then we fly out tomorrow, are they?
Well, we caught up with you too, Eddie, on Sunday. We're having a sneaky little coffee, and we had a chat, and you reckon you're going to get a little fish in on Boston Bay, are you?
Yeah, we got 3 or 4 hours to kill, and we might go out on a boat, and hopefully I'll catch something, because I haven't really been out fishing yet, and I love fishing, so I hope Danger will show me the ropes.
Well, Danger and Saucy went on the end of the jetty on Sunday and got themselves some trevally.
I think they're going to go squidding tonight. Actually, they're trying to get some rods to go off the jetty tonight. Squidding.
You don't get seasick, do you?
Yeah. You got me there. I went shark diving. I got a little bit of seasick, but that was because everyone else was spewing. So I think I'll be right this time.
There's no sharks there at Neptune Island. Those big killer whales got them.
Yeah, I think they haven't seen a shark for the last 3 weeks, so... Yeah, that's not good for the business, but it's good for divers.
Yeah, you don't want to run into them. Just one last one on the playing side of it. Riley O'Brien, who was in the ruck, he had a big job. He's a young man. He's only 19 years of age. He pretty much led the ruck for the team because Sauce was out. Luke Loudon didn't play. How did you see him? Because you went into the midfield, and the ball seemed to come pretty soft off the hand for him.
Yeah, he's pretty good, you know, and he's a strong contested mark. We just got to pump the game plan into him a bit more and actually get his fish all right, because that kick that he had for goal didn't go over 20 meters. So, all right, he'll be good.
Eddie, we called that as well. That was the worst kick off the boot I've ever seen, Eddie. You need to have a chat to him.
I said to him, I was right there, I said, take your time, relax, go through your motion, go through your routine, and kick through it. And he didn't kick through it. He didn't listen to me.
He did it. He nearly had a windy. Oh, that was funny.
He should have just gave me the hands and I would have tried to snap it in.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would have got five there. Hey, Eddie, thanks for joining us, mate. Congratulations. You had a great game yesterday. Let's hope that form keeps up and you take that into the season.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Eve.
Well done. What an excitement machine. And a lovely, genuine fella.
He is a ripping bloke. And his wife, Anna's expecting again.
Second child?
Yes, sometime soon. Not too far away. So that's just great news. He's really settled into the club. He is a very popular player amongst the club. Eddie Betts, our guest.